Okay, last week we began Sif Chaf Aleph, Neder Al Das Rabim. The form of the Shulchan Aruch here is to take individual topics for a few Sifim at a time. And Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet are the dinim of Neder Al Das Rabim. Now last week we learned the first Mechaber Ramah, we learned half of the Sif. And I want to recap. We had in Sif Chaf a Neder Al Das Yachid. If you make a Neder to someone for that person's benefit, like the case of Nebuchadnezzar with Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, that was Sif Chaf, then a Neder Al Das Yachid. We said there are two halachis. One is that you need his permission to be matan neder, if you got something for it. It was done in exchange for something. And even if it wasn't done in exchange for something, you have to notify him in Nei HaChashad, if you make a neder al das another person. That was neder al das a person. Again, al das means you did it, not he happened to be in the room when you did it, but you did it as part of an exchange with a person. Sif Chaf Aleph is Neder Al Das Rabim. So before we began Sif Chaf Aleph, I said last week, and I'll repeat, something it says later in Sif, what is it, Chaf Gimel, that there's a difference between Neder Birabim and Neder Al Das Rabim. Neder Birabim is if someone's sitting in public and he makes a Neder. It has nothing to do, there's no interaction with the Rabim, it's just coincidentally in front of people. Neder birabim, if you make a neder in public, you could be mad to such a neder, there's no problem. And you have to worry about chashad, you have to let people know. But there's no issue. The heavy sugya of Sif Chaf Aleph is a neder al das rabim. When someone makes a neder, a connection to a rabim, or as we'll see today, even a rabim gets together and makes a neder. A rabim gets together and they make a neder or a shvua to do a certain thing, which once upon a time was not uncommon. Today it's quite uncommon that people make nedarim al das rabim.
Das rabim is 10 people?
So we're going to learn today how many is rabim. You'll be surprised, it's three. So, again, let me give you the background. The part we learned last week is not shchiach at all. This week we'll get to a case that's more common. But the background, what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, in the first half of Sif Chaf Aleph, is that a neder al das rabim, there's a machlokes mechaber ramah how strict it is.
What do you mean al das rabim? Three people or three people?
Al das rabim, so far, we're going to learn an extension today, so far means you do it al das rabim. Let's say you want to be gabbai in the shul. I don't know why anybody want to be gabbai, but let's say you want to be gabbai. So you tell them, they say, you know, we can't have a person who's gabbai who goes to baseball games. So you say, okay, I promise I won't go to baseball games. That's al das rabim. You made a neder or a shvua, sort of an exchange to the rabim for something. You wanted to get a position, or you wanted to find favor, so you made a neder al das rabim.
To the rabim,
yeah. You made a neder to the rabim, so the Mechaber argued. The Mechaber said that you could be mataneder only with their haskama. If they're maskim, you could be mataneder. Which makes it like a neder al das yachid, just instead of a yachid. It's a rabbin. That's all.
It's neder al das
yachid. It's a das yachidim. You need their haskama. Although I should point out, I didn't point out last week, shachnun ches means, it's not. It says it's not enough roiv, you need all of them to be masculine. But the Ramah is more machmir. The Ramah, which is on the top of the second page of Sif Chaf Aleph, said you can't be mater, period. You can't be mater in neder al das rabim, period. Except for a dvar mitzvah. Dvar mitzvah, Mechaber Ramah agree, is an exception. But if it's not a dvar mitzvah, you can't, the Ramah shita was, you can't be mater a neder al das rabim at all. Which is obviously a tremendous chumrah, and it turns out that if you would have a neder al das rabim, it would be a very strict case of a neder. Now, Fortunately, it doesn't happen too often. It's rare today that people make nedarim shavuos at all, and certainly a neder hadas rabim is rare. Although I pointed out the other week that when you say something is aser, the word aser is a neder. The word aser is itself a shavuah. Someone's makabel that something is aser, then it's a shavuah. But at any rate, it's not so common. This week we're going to learn the second half of Sif Chaf Aleph, and we'll see a case where it's a little more common. So we'll see. But again, the exception is a Dvar Mitzvah, and as we explained last week, the Ramah explained, the Geder of Dvar Mitzvah, Fataras Nedarim, is a lenient Geder. Tzarchei Parnosa is enough to be called Dvar Mitzvah, the Ramah said, or Tzarch Parnasasa, the Ramah said in Sihir and Sivchaf Aleph, or other examples that Ber Heitev brought.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
The Rebbe just said a few things which are in passing. A neder is something that's aser, and then the Rebbe says, like, you make a shvua, and the Rebbe's throwing around the word shvua.
Yeah, I'm using the word neder and shvua interchangeably.
Okay, so in other words, let's say someone has an aliyah, and they say they pledge to give tzedakah, fully neder. So where's the aser?
There's no iser at all.
So the Rav says aser.
Let's say I said if you say berabim,
yes,
that such and such is, should be aser for me.
But you can do a neder with something positive. I'm going to.
If you say bli neder, then it's not a neder.
Okay.
Okay. So if you don't say bli neder, then it is a neder.
If you point me God by, I won't do X act.
If you say
that's
if
a
you
positive act, isn't it?
It could go any which way. It could be positive, it could be negative. Say, if I'll be gabay, it should be also for me to do such and such. That's a neder. If you say, I'll be gabay, whatever, I'll be fair, whatever, you say something, without a neder, it's nothing. I'm saying when you say shvua and neder. When you say shvua and neder, that's where it applies. So at any rate, this is the background. The Chaimer is basically like the Ramah, who says that a neder adas rabim has, generally speaking, has no hatara. Grada, I made an example of a gabai, a shach samach dalid has such an example. When he talks about the var mitzvah, he says kaseh beisayis b'shem rivash. If it's something for the benefit of the tzibur, that's a dvar mitzvah. The kasher shuvus menachem hazaria, that's a Ramah Mipano. Kasher shuvus menachem hazaria, b'mishanishpa shaloi liyes memuna. He swore he's not going to take a position. Doesn't say gabai or governor or whatever it is, president. The main b'medina ruya liyes. There's no one in the whole country as good as Trump. Have a dvar mitzvah. So if no one as good as him, that itself is a dvar mitzvah. Because Miss Yosef, to shaloi foreign me ishtai el yebai se ish ishtai sham mikrinami dvar mitzvah. Who pashed who? He made a neder that had to be in a certain city, and his wife is there. So it seems that it's better to be in the same city as his wife. Right. So the whole rule of Adas Rabim by Chaber and Ramah is Chutz Midvar Mitzvah. So this is our Hagdama to where we pick up here in the second Mechaber on page Chaf Ches, I believe, in your copies, at the end of Sif Chaf Aleph. Ve'enik Ra'am Rabim B'Pachas V'Gimel. Now, the Mechaber sounds like you might think a rabbim is two, there's such a shita. No, you need at least three for a rabbim. Now, if you're like me, you thought rabbim means in front of the whole shul or the whole city. So the Mechaber says, no, three people is a neder. Derek Agaych is a rabbim because you're faritaisa madas pliny u pliny. Now, here we have a four-way machlaikis rishayim. The four-way machlaikis rishayim is what's called adas rabbim. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is only if you say al das Reuven Shimon and Levi, avol mamar stam al das rabim yesh le hatara. So that's Taisa Shita, the most makel. V'yeshayim im nada b'fnei gimel afilo le paradise elam stam al das rabim And some say Aldas Rabim is the people standing in front of him. So that's the third Shita. The Ramah brings a... What?
Even if they're just there.
But it has to have to do with them. If they coincidentally there, it doesn't matter. The Ramah says, Mahua didim nishba stam v'yadanu al min niskavin. It's the third Shita. Even if they're not in front of you, you didn't say their name, but we know who you're talking about. So again, the first shita was you have to be mefarit. The second shita was as long as we know what you, as long as they're standing in front of you. The third shita is that we know who you're talking about. And the most chavadika shita yeshayrim. The fourth sheet is in the Shach. The Shach, Sivkot Samach Vav, is the most common Kashita. Das Ran Rajba Variba, Shafil Amastab, Al Das Rabim, Eliyatar. You hear this? That even if they're not in front of you, we don't know who you're talking about, you just say a formula, Al Das Rabim, that formula means that I'm not going to be about to dead. If you say Al Das Rabim,
it's very chavadik
hashita. There won't be any b'lay data. You have to get the whole seber. I don't know. And these are the four shitas of Aldas Rabim. Fortunately, as I said, this does not come up all that much, and I've never heard of someone making a neder Aldas Rabim in the form that we had it till now. Here is where we get into trouble. Now, this whole log sif is not troublesome in the halacha l'maisa world. The V'yeh Shomrim at the end of the Mechaber does come up. At the end of the Ramah. The end of the Ramah, four lines to the bottom on our typical Svarim, not on yours, okay, Mark. It's the second line of the Ramah, the third line. Yeh Shomrim. Now here's where it comes up. Yeh Shomrim, Dalit Shenishbu Yachad, May I say Stavar Echad, Mikri Aldas Rabin. Here, you didn't do it Aldas Rabin. You didn't say or imply Aldas Rabin. Just a group of friends get together, four or more, and the Cholesh, because you need three besides you, right? Aldas Rabin, Yishba, and three others. So if you have four people, Mikri Aldas Rabin, the Chol Echad Nishba, the Gimel Chaveirav, Valdaita Nishba. So if they make a Shvua together, that is not uncommon, at least in the years where people are conscious of trying to improve themselves, or it's usually only in the Kailul years, or maybe the yeshiva years. Once you get out into the world, this never happens. But it actually happens. Kol Yom Galayt are sitting together, they want to be mechazik each other, so they make some kind of Kabbalah together that they're going to go into chinuch together, or they're going to... They make some type of a Kabbalah together. They asser on themselves things that are not l'chadchila. They make such types of Kabbalahs. So, and if they don't say b'li neda, they say asser. A Kabbal, you know, be mechazik each other. And I remember once, on a Thursday night, we got together four friends in yeshiva. And, you know, everyone was going all over the place. Eretz Yisrael, in those days, not everyone to Eretz Yisrael. And the four of us, we made up that we're going to stick it out. I don't think we said a Lashon Neder or Shvua. We're going to stay in yeshiva together. Why are people running all over the place? Today, nobody has a Rebbe because they're in this yeshiva for a year and that yeshiva for 2 years. And so the four of us, it was like Thursday night. They used to give out cake at midnight in Tarva Das, cocoa and marble cake. That was before the Mishmar. So you had to stay up to midnight to get it. And we sat together and we made up, we'll stay here, we have a good Rebbe, and need a couple of Shtaka guys together. So the four of us made up to stay together. Three out of four of us stayed in Chinuch straight through. The fourth is also a fellow sits and learns. But this type of thing, well, I don't think we said a Lashon Shvua, a Lashon Nisser, I don't remember. But this type of a getting together and being mekabel, the Shulchan Aruch says, is called Neder Al Das Rabim. There's a totally different Neder Al Das Rabim. It's a Neder where people get together and are mekabel something together. So here, we're in a little bit of trouble. We have to try to find some coolness for this situation. So let's see the Shachan Taz and see what we could do. So again, like the Mechaber, they could do it with giving each other permission. Like the Ramah, they can't. So the Shachan Taz give us a very little wiggle room. The Taz, Skat Lamed Vav, Dalas Jishru Yachad, Pirish, Lamed Vav. Dalet Shadishbu Yachad, Pirish Al Eze Inyan, Shulatayvas Kulam. Okay, so at least he limits it. Came Sham B'Marik. He says, Eze Inyan, Shulatayvas Kulam. It has to be something that the Taiva of them is a group, which, okay, it's a slight limit on it, but it doesn't help us much. Shach Samaches doesn't help too much either. He says, Arba Shadishbu Yachad, Chuvas Mabit. Shemnishbu al das kol echad mehem le mikri al das rabbi. Shemhoya nishbam kol echad al das kulam hoya nikra al das rabbi. Avaloyam rushal nishbu kulam al das kol echad veinzamukher. He says, the mabit makes a chilek between if you do it al das the rabbi or al das kol echad. And the shas says, veinzamukher, which again doesn't provide any room. So here we have a little bit of trouble. We have a ramah without any mafarshim that leave any room for a leniency. And like me, I and Yavei Yezri, where are we going to find something for this?
Everybody's saying on the same, being makabel the same thing, does it make a difference? So each one is makabel another thing.
If it has to be that it's inyan l'tayvas kulam. So four people get together and say, we're all going to stick it out, yeshiva. We're all going to be mechazik each other to have this hider mitzvah or something like that. So then it's al das kulam. If each one makes a separate neder, then you're right. Then it's not, it wouldn't fit in. Now, there is a bit of a Yeshua here. What? Yes, why a shvu al das rabim doesn't work. The Ramah said on top of the page, that al-das rabim doesn't work. Now, the reason it doesn't work itself needs a hesber. The Shachna test talks a little about it. But if the hesber is going to change the Ramah, then it's going to be wrong. In other words, the hesber has to fit into the Ramah. So whatever the hesber is at the moment, we're going to stick with that.
It's a long hatsay rabbanit. That doesn't help us.
No. The normal reason for neder al das rabim is because people mean they're not going to be matir. That's what people mean. They mean this is serious. This is al das rabim. That's the usual understanding. You have to say neder shvo iloshin iser. Neder shvo is not so common. And I once mentioned, I don't know in English if promise is a shvua. Swearing is a shvua. I don't know if I promise. I'm not sure what it means. If promise means an oath, so what does it mean? What does promise mean? If promise means I give my word, that's not a promise. If the condition is there originally, if they express the condition, then you're right. You're right. If they originally express a condition, then it'll be different. If they say Almanas, then. Alright, there is a Yeshua here, and that is, it says, Ayin Lamata Siflamit. So if you turn two pages, and you go to Siflamit, in the Ramah. The Ramah himself, Hayah, said, Ayin Lamata Siflamit. Now we have to understand if this Ramah is arguing with our Ramah. Our Ramah, which is a Chuvas Marik, said that if four friends get together, four people get together, and they take a Mekabel and Issa together, Ein Lo Hatara. Here, in Sif Lamed, in the Ramah, that he says, I guess we have to see the Mechaber, I don't want to get sidetracked into the other issues of this mechaber, but he's talking where a tzibur or a group got together and made a neder. So the Rabbah says, "Ein lel kasafti yesh mishaimer kagav de mikri nishba al das rabbi marik." He points back to our marik, and he says that that's called nishba al das rabbi. Before people do it together, miu yesh chalkin. See here, which he didn't bring before. Miu yesh chalkin sviri lahu. The cholach mehem yachal ischaret felishal amidrai afa pishein chaver of mischaretin. The Ramah brings a tshuva sarivash that says that any individual could have charata, even though the rabbim doesn't have charata. The rabbim got together and they were makabel something together, and a yachid wants to be chayzer. So the Ramah says there's a yeshayrim, there's a tshuva sarivash that holds that a person could do such a thing. Now, without the others. Now, it's true, it's not clear from the Ramah, does he mean one could be matir if the others are not, but he needs their haskama? The Chabad said that Rabbi needs their haskama. Or does he mean even without their haskama? It's not very clear what he holds 1 minute. But, again, the Ramah brings a rivash, that when a Rabbi makes a Kabbalah together, an individual could be matir. Does he mean with the haskama or without the haskama? Before, well, we learned the first thing I spoke out today is the Mechlekes Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber says, Das Rabim needs Haskama. Ramah said, Das Rabim can never be Matir. That Ramah, it says there, Ramban Rajba Rivash. It's the Rivash himself. As the Rivash holds the Neder al Das Rabim, Haskama doesn't help. Therefore, when the Rivash says, Kol Echad Yachal Ischaret, it's not likely he means with the Haskama of the others, because the Haskama of the others doesn't come into play like the Rivash himself.
It was never
Das Rabim. He means to say that Das Rabim never meant that the Yachid can't be Mischaret. It meant that the Rabim themselves, there's no Hatara for the Rabim themselves.
Four people making this rule. So one, it's almost like one person gets up in front of them, like the reverse Hatar Sadar. One person gets up in front of them, I am making this net. The other one gets up, I am making this net. The other one, I just did it as a group. So the Marik is saying it's one in front of three all the time.
So I understand what the question is.
So
you're saying it makes sense.
Okay,
Rabbi Sait, Marik, it makes sense. Mendy is telling us. You know, this is all Kabbalah B'yadeinu. To say you could be matir this nedi, you can't. It's not totally in sitting in a chair and logic. It's totally what we have a Kabbalah with us also.
I'm not saying why you can. Why is it not al-das rabbim?
Again, the normal al-das rabbim, which we spoke about last week, is when someone says, I'm making this neder al-das rabbim, I'm making al-das you and you. That's a normal neder al-das rabbim. It doesn't happen today. Nobody makes the neder al-das rabbim. The Ramah now, the Marik is saying, even if you didn't say Al Das Rabbim, it's just a group of people being mekabel something together as a group that is also Al Das Rabbim. Now that does happen. That's a more common thing. So the question is what to do with this Rivash. I do want to point out the Gra Peches seems to paskin like the Marik. He says Nira Loichiach. What does he mean? I'm sorry. The Gra Mem Peches. Not sure who he means, Lohechiach. It's not so clear. Gra Peches. See, Peches goes on, Ayin Lel Kasafti. The Sheet of the Marik. He says, Nero Lohechiach, Kamashikasav Khan, Mashikasav Begit Mem Vav. I'm not sure who the Nira Lochiach is. I guess we have to take a look over there and figure out the Raya. I initially thought, since it's on the Marik, the Nira Lochiach is on the Marik. No, when he said Nira Lochiach, he means it on himself. So I'm not sure. Okay, at any rate, this is sort of the only out for a group that makes a neder together. What's the problem? What's after with this? Being matir is some one thing, and being a neder is something else. It was a cheir. It has nothing to do with a neder or das rabim. It has to do with a cheir makol, so that will matter. All right, there is a bit of a Yeshua, and that is in a tshuva of the Rav Paalim. It's chelik dalet tshuva chav gimel. Once you see it, maybe it's not such a big chiddush, but it's a little bit of a Yeshua in some cases. He has a maisa in the tshuva where a group of people from a city wanted to go to the Sar Ha'ir, to Sar Medina, to ask it for a favor, whatever it was, as not uncommon. And and we have it in Shas all the time. They travel to Rome, so the sheikhit of the city was apparently a person they felt would be useful. They wanted the sheikhit to come with them to the Sar Medina to be mevakesh, and he said, "They need me here. I'm the only shaykhit," and the Prophet, he says, "There are chaylim in the city who need meat." And he says, "It takes 2 days. These things always take much longer. And I'm not going." He refused to go. Because he said, the city, they need me here to shecht. So in order to get him to go, the rabbim, I don't know exactly who are the people that are considered the rabbim, but they made a kabbalah. They're not going to eat from the shechita. No one's going to eat from the shechita. Now, you might as well come. No one's giving you a shechita anyway. You come all about giving you a shechita. So that was the neder. What? So I don't know exactly how it was done. But that's how the shechita was presented. Now, how the neder came about, I'm not sure. But it was presented post facto, after whatever neder was done, to try to convince him. So now, he didn't go. Now you're certainly not going to go, right? So he didn't go. So now they want to be matined. Now, you know, he didn't go, and they're not going to have any meat. So it's a problem. They made an neder on das rabim. What das rabim? This das rabim. A group of people together said that if you don't go, we ask you a shechita. That's a neder. So what do you do now? For everyone, for them, whatever the case may be. So. But does Hataras Nedarim help Das Rabin? So the chiddush of the Rav Paalim of the Ben Ish Chai there is that a neder al Das Rabin, you only can have charata where the neder is the Taivas Rabin. The neder is the Taivas Rabin. Groups get together and we agree we're going to learn in the city. We're not leaving the city. It's a Taivas Rabin. We agree we're all going to be makbid on whatever on Paspalter. We agree makabel. Beloshenissa that makbid on pastel. It's a chizik for everybody. If you're in a community where people are not makbid, so you won't be makbid. If you're in a community where everybody around you is makbid, you'll also be makbid. So it's the taivas everybody. Somebody here asked me. I said, "Shemay tshuva, how serious is the paspalter thing?" I said, "You're not makbid on paspalter." I said, "No." I said, "Why not? What do you eat that's not that's paspalter?" Everything here is Heimish Gebakken, you know, like everything. So he starts thinking. So he comes up with one thing, and that was the wraps that he uses. You know, wraps for meals. He uses. I said, "You can use the Pas Yisrael." He says, "It's better." So I said, "For that one wraps that you eat, you can't be Makabu Pas Palter, and you're coming out saying, 'You made Tshuva.' You don't eat Pas Palter because you have wraps." I'm just saying, the point is, if he'd be the same person would be living in, I hate to say it, if he'd be living in Lakewood, he wouldn't eat paspalter. Because everyone around him wouldn't be eating paspalter. So it's just, your person is influenced by the people around him. That's the teva hadvarim. So when you're makabel on yourself some type of hinder, it's that's called a benefit for others. Zok de Rav Paalim. When it's not a benefit for the individuals, that's not called neder al das rabim. To not eat this man's shechita is not a benefit to anybody. To use it as a threat was a benefit. No, to use it as a threat, that was a benefit. But once he called you bluff, what benefit is it to not eat his meat? There's no hiddur to not eat his meat. So the Rav Paalim has a kula in this din of neder al das rabin, where people get together, which basically means that if people get together for a chashuva thing, then you can't be matir. The examples I said, when they get together for an Irish guy, for somebody that's not a benefit to each other, so then we have a kula that you could be meikel. I should point out, he is not paskaling like the Rivash. Not saying on this Rivash. The Rivash is a tzad kula that any individual could be matir, but at least it's a kula. So basically, what we learned here in this sif is the halacha of neder al das rabim, which, as I said, is mostly not negev. Again, this one case where a group of people get together and make nedarim, and like I said, for the better or the worse, it's only common in the adolescent or yeshiva years. Once a person out in the world, I don't think people even talk about these type of things. And kachem advar. Let's finish Sif Chaf Aleph. One more issue of Neder al Das Rabim. Two lines at the bottom. Yeshayimim Neder al Das Rabim Shetiru B'dyevet Hutar. In the Raman Sif Chaf Aleph, the last few lines. Yeshayimim the Neder al Das Rabim Shetiru B'dyevet Hutar. Some say a neder al das rabim b'di'eved, the neder is the hatar is chal, that's Rabbeinu Avigdor Shita. So the Rama ain't lismaych al zeh, kiyim bishas hatchak, v'yesh tzarech b'davar. Very machbir in this neder al das rabim. It's funny because I was complaining the whole beginning of the simon that every neder is mutter, you never not matter a neder. And here we have a situation where it's rather chomel. You make a neder al das rabim, only kiyesh tzarech b'davar. If you turn the page, im nishba al das rabim b'davar sheyesh by nidna ravera mutar lahatalai. If a situation that has in it some aspect of avera, you're allowed to be matir. B'leidaitam ki ein das rabim askemes b'davar sheyesh by avera. They're going to make some type of kabbalah, which is really a michshol, so that you could be matir. Because they never mean to include that. Mishan Ishra Shalaylas is double plainly kim Rishush Laisha Anashim, Nikuvim Bishmaisam. Someone says, I won't do it without permission from these three people. Lai Mikri Al Das Rabim, Da'ad Rabbe Elo Rabbin Nakat Lahokal Olof, Lasis Bishusam, Balay HaTorah. Chen Kayetim Zev. It's a Tanai, if he makes a neder that I'm not going to do something unless A, B, and C are matir, so then he means it as a kula, he doesn't mean it as a chumra. And Mimela, you can be matir such a neder that's not called Adas Rabim to prevent Hatara. Basically, any time a person makes a neder Adas Rabim and explicitly says that I want to be able to be matir it, or even implicitly, like in this case, so that also works. So it's a very interesting application of neder Adas Rabim and a tumul. I don't know why the Rishonim don't tumul about it, but the Achrayim do. And that's from a case in Navi, we're in Navi, you have a neder al das rabim. In Shaifte Perachaf Aleph, by Pilegesh Begiva. By Pilegesh Begiva, as you know, the Sheva Binyamin, first there was a terrible incident that took place, that was individuals. But when the Shvatim said, give over the people that did this Avla, the Shevet refused. And that ultimately led to a terrible war, actually, a number of battles. And at the end, almost all of Shevet Binyamin was killed out. All the women were killed, and I think 600 men, it says, remained from Shevet Binyamin. At that time, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Perachaf Aleph, that the other 11 Shvatim made a Shvua. The Ish Yisrael Nishba Bamitzba Leimar, Ish Mimenu Leyitem Vitei LeBinyamin LeIsha. They felt that Binyamin should be cut out. Ish mimenu leite lebita lebinyamin leisha, that nobody will give their daughter for a wife to Binyamin, since only men remained and there were no women, that would essentially end Shevet Binyamin. They held Binyamin, it wasn't really a Shevet, Menashe and Ephraim would be the 12 Shvat, and Binyamin came along later, and that's what they held. It wasn't the Chayshin. Yes, so I don't know how they answered that, but I imagine someone posed the question at the time. I don't know. But
they killed all the women also, even though they weren't part of the war?
All the women were killed, yeah. We'll get to it. Then, in Pasuk Vav, just five psukim later, the Malbim actually says that the Lashon Yisrael Nishba means they had made the Shvuah earlier, before the final battle. But be that as it may, in Pasuk Vav it says, V'yinachamu b'nei Yisrael al b'nyamin achiv, v'yayimru, nigda hayayim shevet echa b'Yisrael. They had charata. They said, should we destroy a shevet among the Jewish people? Manasalahem, l'neisarim l'nashim. How are we going to get their wives? V'anach nishbana b'ashem l'bilti teist lehem b'neisarim l'nashim. What are we going to do now? We swore. So they said that they're stuck. What? Maybe it's a nidun aveira. I don't know. Is it a dvar mitzvah in Einish? The question is why they were a matir. What? Oh, it's a tzairich mitzvah to be matir. I said the kasha is. Now I saw this kasha in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Matos by Dinei Nedarim. The Malbim seems also to be bothered. And then a lot of the Haitigas Svarim, once the Meshech Chachma opened the door, so a lot of them discuss it. So the question is that neder, there are really two questions. One, it was a neder bi-rabim, which always has Atara. And even if it was a neder al-das rabim, they were machazik each other, but for Dvar Mitzvah, it has Atara. That's the Meshech Chachma's kash. What? But what's the kasha there? Okay, that doesn't answer the question, though, right? All right. So the question is, why weren't they matir neder? We say l'dvar mitzvah, you can be matir and neder even if it's done al das rabin. That's the kasha, and the Meshech Chachma is matchik ma'id. So he wants to say the following: there's a rule which we had before, that a person can't be matir nidre atzmai. A person can't be matir his own nidarim. So, Zakti Meshechabu, who's going to be matir neder here? Who's the one that's going to be matir neder? All of Klal Yisrael was makabel. So, we have later that it's Tzibur, that's Nishbu, a Tzibur that makes a Shvua. And so, there we're talking about a city that makes a Shvua. So, it says, you have to be matir neder. You too. I'm gimel anoshim she'ein of bnei yair. If a city makes a neder, you got to go out of the city to do it. I binyamin should be matir. So he says that we had in Sifhei that somebody is negev bedava can be matir. That they're the biggest negev bedava. We have when Yasser is sefer Torah that the bnei yair can't imasa hanasei shach v'yud. So what? But there was a das rabbin. It was the old tzibur. Everybody was makabel. What? People have a mitzvah afterwards. You're right, one second. So Lamaisa, what did they do Lamaisa? So let me just tell you this. So that's what the Meshech Chachma says. He says that that they couldn't be Matan Neder because there was nobody to do that Taras Nadarim. In Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotkin Sefer on Nach, so he brings the question of those that were either born later, you're saying Bar Mitzvah later, whether they could be Matir Neder. So we're going to have later that very soon, I guess next week, that people born later are not included in parents Nedarim, unless it's a Cherim here. If it's a Cherim, then it applies on the Tzibor. It goes to generations.
But they found out that weren't included, why did they have them in mind?
Probably because it was somehow in there for the Tzibor, a Cherim at Tzibor, probably. But anyway, whatever it was, this is a Talmud. Those are asking, why don't you get three Gerim? So that's a Kasha is generally. Why didn't new Gerim could marry into Shevet Binyamin? apparently it's just not enough to get. It's a very small pool of potential shidduchim. You know what? It's a chayr maybe shenklug geir. It's a tzibur. You know, I say kesamechacha yitzircha began eden mikedem. I have a good word. Kesamechacha, you should be happy like other mechava were happy. I didn't know they were happy. I mean, it's hard to know. So it says kesamechacha began eden. When Adam was read to Chava, he didn't start thinking maybe there's someone better out there. You know, maybe I'll find someone better. He said this is the best. Might be the worst also, but it's the best. So this is the one. So here you're going to say Gerim, it's a very limited thing. What? He checked the what? A Ger, could a Ger be matter? I don't know. It wasn't one of the exclusions. I'm not sure. But one minute. Let me just finish. What did they actually do is a bit confusing. Is there a Chumash on the table? Chumash Rashi. So what happened in the Pesukim, what it says and what the Gemara says, and what Rashi says, like three different things. In the Pesuk, it says that there was that Ishmenu lo yitnu. They said lo yitnu. So what we'll do is we'll make a tubav, we'll make a day, when they grab, all the ladies go out, and they'll grab wives. So that's what it says in the pasuk. It sounds like they found a loophole that lo yidnu and mimela. So they weren't matineder according to that, right? They weren't matineder. They said, wait a minute, that lo yidnu, that the parents are not going to give their daughters. So the daughters will go on a public dating, and you have 600 men, 600 women, and the women said, al yidnu einechem b'yayfi, v'lay everything else. And then they took, and that was the first two above. So that's what it says in the Pesukim. The Gemara says Ishmimenu la yitnu, Ishmimenu v'lay boneinu. It seems to say that it's not the heter wasn't la yitnu and they could grab. The heter was v'lay boneinu. That the heter was never chal on the descendants, like you were saying. And that seems to be the reason for the heter. So I don't know if it's a combination of both or not a combination of both. But Rashi in this week's parasha, in Vayishlach, in yesterday's parasha, Goyukah, very good. Goyukah, Goyim. What? So good. It says, Goyukah, Goyim. So Binyamin wasn't born yet. So the pasuk says it's not true. Binyamin's not a shevet. Binyamin is a shevet. That Binyamin will yet come out from you. So Rashi brings afa shvatim darshu, that the shvatim by plagish begiva darshan this pasuk bekirvu Binyamin iksevish mi menoli tes bitela Binyamin liisha chazu va'amru ul malei haya oilam min hashvatim. If they would be excluded from the Shvatim, Hashem wouldn't have said Malachim Milchatzeitzayu. So Darshan the Pasik, that Binyamin has to continue. Now, where that fits into the whole story is not so clear. Like, he means this was the Pesach that they were matir. Is that what he means? It was just a reason believed that they had charata. It could be just a reason believed they had charata, so they let their daughters be grabbed. But it's. But they didn't say that Binyamin is going to die out. The male of Binyamin is going to die out. So I don't know. So at any rate, the end of the story is a little hard, but the Meshech Chachma's Kasha, that why they were a matineder, I guess, is at least a case in point that's shayach to this sif. The Malbim says, swallows Teich Devar, they didn't have any good Pesach to be matineder. And what were they going to say? If we had known what, we wouldn't have been matineder. They knew everything.
They
learned Rashi, okay.
They could all make a war.
They could
make a war
and get you past towers for each one.
Very romantic ideas of. Okay. All right, let's move on because I told you Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet are just the end of the sif. So. So let's learn the last three sifim, and then and we'll see what follows. Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. We spoke at Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet. Rael Tzi Chav Beis. Neder Shenodar Me'atzmei Aldas Echad, Aldas Shnayim. Yeshe HaTorah Afilu B'loi Daitam. If you made a Neder Aldas Echad Eshtayim, so it has HaTorah Al Daitam. Ay, Sifchof, we said Al Das Yossi, it can be Mat Neder. So Tazlam and Zayin says, Pirish, Bolei Kabbalas Taiva. If it's an exchange for a Kabbalas Taiva, you need their permission. But Noda Meyasa Al Das Echad Al Das Shnayim, Yeshe HaTorah, even without their knowledge. The Ramah earlier said, when they are chashad, you should notify them. Ramah, miyum nishbay nader aldas hamakayim. It's a tough one. Here, he swore aldas to Rabbi Nishalem. How do you get the Rabbi Nishalem to tell you if he's masking? In nishbay nader aldas hamakayim, dinar kin nader aldas rabin, yesh makilin in nishbay ledvar harishos. And some are makel, if he made a neder ledvar harishos, why? So Tazlam Echeh says, you're swearing that for some it's a rishus, das hamakim, but we know das hamakim. He gave us the Torah, so leitzivak hashbarach alzel lashbiya veinay miloshen zed al das hamakim el shia iyum aleihem. This is a tshuvas harash that the loshen al das hamakim doesn't mean if I have a dream and God reveals to me that it's okay. It's a loshen iyum. It's a loshen I'm serious. A person that I swear to God, that expression. I swear to God is not supposed to say it. It's a shua, but it's not meant that I swear till I get askama from the Rabbi Nishalel. So b'meila, it's li'iyum ba'alma, and it's okay. Moshe's hung up on Mechiras Yosef. You're right. It says Tak. It says the nine of them they took their Bnei Shalaylam. But you don't need 10 for a Shvua. You need 10 for a Cheirim. It seems there was some sort of a Cheirim. That Sifchav Gimel Neder Shode Barab Yesh LeHatara Me'acha Shaloi Amar Al Daitam Birabim. This I told you. Gemara said difference between Birabim and Al Das Rabim. If you make a Neder in public, you can be Matan Neder. If you make a neder al daitam, you get something in exchange for it, then that's what we're talking about. And chavdalid baal mefer neder shenadrisha al das rabim afil advarishus. Hafara is a loophole. If you have a woman, a married woman, who made a neder, they sat together and they were makabel, whatever they were makabel. So on that, the baal could be mefer. Why? So we go back to Rachel Shulchan's Hezber. Neder, why is neder al das rabim has no atara? So Tarach Shulchan, because you gave away the koyach of atara to the rabbin. Everybody makes a neder has a right for atara. When you do al das rabim, you're giving away that right that you have to the rabbin. They'll decide if we're going to be matir. So that makes sense by atara. You have a koyach of atara, you can give it away. Hafara, it's not a woman's right; it's a husband's right. The husband can't. The woman can't give away the husband's right of hafara. And memela, it doesn't hold. All right. So this is neder al das rabim, a parsha unto itself. Sif chafei. Chafei through lamed dalet is a new sugya of 10 sifim. Again, it's got one long sif and then a bunch of short sifim. And this is the sugya of nedarim v'charamim shematilin hakol. It's also something that existed in Klal Yisrael for centuries, and the last couple of hundred years, it slowly disappeared until today. It's unheard of. There's no kahal doesn't make a cheirim. However, it was a regular practice when Jews lived in Shtetloch, and there was a tzibur, there was a kahal. It was a regular practice to make haramim. And at a certain point of time, it became generally counterproductive.
Is that like Syrian and undertaking not to marry Balgarim into their community?
I guess so. It would be something I don't know if they did it by Lashon Cheirim, but yeah, it's like the Syrian community made a public Kabbalah not to marry Gerim, which they continue. They did originally in Syria, and they did it again. It used to be, I don't know if after the renovations it's still there, there was a proclamation, it's still there. The proclamation is in the shul, not to mekabel gerim. More recently, about 20 years ago, they made a Kabbalah not to get married Matzoy Shabbos. to have no chasnas mitzvah Shabbos also was a it was a kabbalah satzibor for a combination of reasons. They never liked it because of letichil Shabbos, both on the part of the caterers and preparing, and on part of the some people that were going. But there was a time when there were a number of accidents. People were killed in a short period of time. There were many accidents. People going to chasnas mitzvah Shabbos. And they made the Kabbalah, no more weddings, and it ended. Nobody else got killed going to a wedding, but to Shabbos, a miracle. So it worked. So there they have the kayach, but you wait one generation, they won't have the kayach anymore, because that's the way it is today. Now, the din of Chayrim HaKol, before we start, I think everyone here will assume is something very chamor. Chayrim HaKol, something very chamor. And about Das Rabim, you can't be Mataneder. So Chayrim HaKol, you certainly can't be Mataneder. So surprise, it's just the opposite. There is a Machlekes Rishayim, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, just the opposite, that a Chayrim al Das HaKol doesn't need Hataras Nadar. The Tzibor has a right to remove such a Chayrim on their own, without Tataras Nedarim, without a Pesach, without a Charata, without a Tanai, nothing. The same Tzibor that Asered could be mad. They say the same Tzibor, not the same people. It could be five generations later. But they have a right to remove a Chayrim at Tzibor if they wish. And this is interestingly enough based on Rishayim, on Taisus and the Rosh, where most Rishayim, Ashkenazic Rishayim, we most Sephardic Rishayim disagreed and held that that it's not true, the Rajba among them. But the Ran was Matstik, the Shitas HaTaisvis, and the Ran, who was a little later than most of the Achrayim, his day carried weight by the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef passed away Taisvis, which means that Neder al Das Rabim is very chamor, even four people sitting together. But Chayrim HaKol, until you're matir, is very chamor. The idea of being matir it is more kuladik than you would imagine. So let's learn. What? But remember, Chayrim is a Lashon Nedarim. Chayrim itself is a Lashon Nedarim. Vicharam. Okay. Nedarim shematil anakol. Yeah. No, al das rab. Neder al das rabim. When a yachid makes a neder, or four people make a neder, al das rabim, that's very chamor. When there's the kahal makes a neder or a chayrim, they impose it on the tzibur. That type of thing is a is different. So I'm going to speak next week about the concept of tzibur loymeis. There's an idea which is very really relevant to this whole series of Sifim. There's a din of Tzibur Loimeis. Tzibur Loimeis means there are people and there's a Tzibur. A Tzibur is an entity unto itself, in the sense that there's a continuity. When an individual, and I make a neder, it's not binding on my children. Even if I say my children, it's still not binding on my children. My Chana said that if you give me a child, there'll be a Nazir, so a mother can't make her child a Nazir, certainly not before she's born. So it means if the child will agree. But the father says could make his child a Nazir. But the point is that you can't make a neder that's binding on your son. Yeah. But I want to say, but a Tzibur could make, because Tzibur Loimeis, the Tzibur still exists. The Tzibur is an entity that exists. Who represents the Tzibur is a very good question. That's why today we have no Tzibur. We have no Tzibur. But, today we have no Tzibur. You know, Samar will get together and they'll ask us, and we got to go and become a Baba B'chassid. He's out. So, Nandigeya. So, you know, they'll go from one to the other. But what? They didn't do it. Normally. Okay. I'm not sure the case of Shechem is the same, but the Rambam says because they didn't judge. Every one of them had to judge. I hear. But be that as it may, that's the concept of tzibur, which is really Mishnah Shkolim, which I hope to discuss next week. I wanted just to learn now the Shulchan Aruch itself, so that when we come back to it next week, it will be at least slightly familiar. Mechaber, the darim the charamim shematil and hakol, loy mikri al das rabim. Af mishamro das hamokim al das hakol. Even though they said, like somebody pointed out, by Kol Nidre, we say adas harabim, adas hamokim, it doesn't matter. They don't have to say, three generations ago they made a cherim, and now the rabbanim are saying, who are you? They say, I have no Pesach, I have no charata. I just think it's better for the tzibur of Lamatir. You don't need yachid mumcha. It's, I don't know how to teach this. It's only like a gezeira and a cherim, but someone is over on the gezeira. Hilchos noidrim umatirim hein ba'atzman vafilu eskiru shvua im acherim.
Formalize
the heter, yeah. The heter has to be formalized. But in other words, there has to be a vote or some type of a... Now, why is this so? The Gemara speaks out Yosef. Okay, I missed it. Okay. So I guess we'll see. We'll see about Yosef. Whoever kept on bringing up Yosef, we'll get to it. Okay. But he says, Harei HaShvatim, Shemasi Yosef. That's my cherim. Very good. He brings that the Shvatim were matir, the cherim, after Yosef revealed himself. Gra Ayin Vav.
What do you
mean? Ayin Vav. Yeah. Even if it's Shua to cherim still. The Rabbani Yair, they did it. They did Hadas HaKol. Now, the reason that's given for this is that what lives in Chermei HaTzibor is the idea that the Tzibor makes takanis for the benefit of the people, for the benefit of the Ruchnius of the people. And they make, and it's inherent in takanas HaTzibor that you change things. Every Tzibor, for some reason or other, laws are made, and a new government comes in and changes the laws. They can't ever once get it right and not change it. There's an ebb and flow in society, and things change, circumstances change. So anything that's made as a societal rule is understood to be dependent on the Das HaTzibor. So that's something else. That's a formal siyag. It's going to say later that this does not apply to siyagim or gezeris that are made as a harkaka from an iser. We're going to have that later. But that's going to be the exception. But here we're talking about something that's not made out. In other words, if they made a gezera, you're not allowed to have basim b'chol of cold, not just hat. Nobody can be mad to that. But that's a siyag for a deraisa. So we're going to have a feirish that's an exception. Sif Chav Ches Im Haisa Askama Geder L'Rabim Asiyag L'Tayro Dvar Mitzvah Ein Yechayu Mahatir. So it says Beferish that's an exception, like you say, and that's you need a Bezal Gal B'Ved B'Chachma B'Minyan to uproot it. But we're talking here about Tzibur Dika needs, Tzibur Dika need. And that's what we're holding. So Yitzhak Hashem, we'll resume Sif Chafei. We'll review it next week in Yitzhak Hashem.